plate a potential nugget.
And given your situation, Deepa, how do you strike the balance between seen as a regular person leading a regular life and an individual who's different from the rest? And the reason I ask is diversity and inclusion sometimes are two sides of the same coin. So how do you think about those two in terms of being just like anyone else versus being someone who's distinct from the rest? How do you process that?
I think I have come to learn a lesson in life that people will look at you the way you look at yourself. If as long as I was treating myself as a patient or as somebody who was disabled or have a sad persona around me or still despair losing legs and not moved on, I was looked upon like that. But the day I took charge of my situation, I said, no, I'm going to be as normal. Well, I'd never say that I'm abnormal. But I would. And actually, there is nothing that I don't do which people with all functions intact in their body do. I drive, I swim, I play, I watch movies, I listen to music, I cook. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a homemaker, and I write some poetry, and I have hobbies, I travel. So there's really nothing really different. And that's what I crusade for. I call myself a person on a mission called Ability Beyond Disability, who actually advocates that the differences are, I think, just a matter of thought. Not matter of action. If you really take charge and do it as casually, people also take it that way. Initially, when I had recently got paralyzed and people saw the change from a walking Deepa to a disabled, severely disabled Deepa with so many medical challenges and body challenges. And at the same time, I think generally the Indian society is used to and understands that we are culturally not a very sensitized society. We do not have the kind of infrastructure and inclusion that is there outside India so we as a society in general do not accept disability so easily, or we are not knowledgeable enough to understand that yes, we have a way to cope up and live normally, inclusively with the challenges in the body also. Even if you see it mythologically or anything, they say it's bure karmo ka phal hai. There's always a negative connotation attached to it. It is never taken as part of life.
So you deserved it kind of an approach, right? Bure karmo ka phal is almost like saying...
Yeah, you deserve it. So there's a lot of guilt which has been imposed on you. That there is something wrong that you have done to deserve this. So to deal with a society which is used to these thoughts, it's definitely changing now with the current generation. But I am 2 decades old on the chair. So if I take you 20 years back, because... with the internet coming in, with the phones, with WhatsApps, with these positive stories floating around, and a lot of media activity around changes and positive thinking, and like the recording that we are doing now, the thought process is changing, and corporates have come in with their MNC policies of inclusivity and diversity. So overall, the work culture and the thought culture is changing. But when I had got paralyzed, I faced all this. And I think the onus laid upon me to make the other person comfortable rather than the other person trying to make me comfortable. So once they saw that I was all right with the chair and I was happy within my space, then they would let their guards down and speak to me normally or include me. They would not talk about fashion, sari shopping, because I could no longer wear a sari. So they would delete the sari talks, not realizing that I would still like to talk about it. I would probably cherish some very good memories about wearing saris, or at least updating my information as to what is the latest fashion, being a fashionable woman myself. But slowly and steadily, a time came when I was the showstopper on the ramp shows. So this change of attitude, I think first, like I say, that people will look at you the way you look at yourself. So you have to create an aura around you. You have to help people around. So it comes to the communication skills. The way you learn soft skills in any business environment, I think this is also a learning like that. And a person who suffers with any kind of physical challenge can help the other person who does not understand. It's not their fault because it is not as common.
Sure.
This is a unique situation which is not universally omnipresent. So obviously you don't expect everybody to understand it the way you do. You can only help them understand. So that's what I do. I make people understand my situation, and I also make them understand that I'm all right with it. And the moment they realize that if I'm okay with it, they're okay with it.
Very interesting. So you sort of take the onus of putting the other person at ease.
Yes.
Than giving the remote control to somebody else.
Absolutely.
The key phrase that hit me was Deepa saying, if I'm okay with it, they're okay with it. All of us go through shocks where our life often turns upside down. The key takeaway for me is that we have to first come to terms with it and be at peace with the new normal. And that will show in how we come across in the interactions with the others. It's very tempting to go down the path of seeking sympathy, but it's fascinating to hear Deepa talk about choosing happiness over melodrama by coming to terms with it and taking charge of a situation and putting the other person at ease. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You might find the curated playlist section on the website relevant, as I've tried to break things down into nuggets by theme. It might help you to get to the content that you might find relevant efficiently. If you find the content purposeful, please take a moment, rate and review on iTunes. It will help others benefit from this content.